Corner on 95BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.
Oh, sheesh. But I was going to swear, didn't you? But I just pulled it in last minute because we've got a guest with us. Gwilym, in his very own kitchen.
Hi, guys. How are we going?
What's up?
Not much.
Have you got shorts on?
I don't. I've actually
sounds like you do. You got short vibes.
I've got no socks on.
That was it.
Yeah. No, but I've been in the office all day, man. I'm wearing pants even.
When you say the office, you just mean like the living room that you've made, like you put a little box wall out of?
Oh no, I commuted to Grey Linen back this morning.
Far out on official duties, no doubt, making sure that the spirits are still getting out to everyone.
That essential stuff, you know,
I hear that. Man.
Now, Gwilym, you're taking us to quite an interesting place with this cocktail this evening. What the hell is going on?
Well, your language, John, actually. Jesus.
As Steve Newell brought up yesterday, there's a bit of a new sensation on the old Netflix at the moment with this this marijuana cooking competition.
Mm. Okay, and, what are you doing now? I see it.
And there's been quite a bit of buzz around a bit of peas going on in that marijuana cooking competition.
Pea puree.
Well, what's good is when you foam it, make a pea foam.
So we're taking peas in more of a dessert sort of angle. So we've got like a minted pea syrup.
We sure do. I've opened it up.
Yeah.
Affectionately labelled minted pea syrup.
I figured you'd enjoy that, guys.
It's good.
Is it pretty easy to make minted pea syrup?
Smells like Under the Flymo, John.
It's
the Flymo's just going over the veggie patch.
It's really easy. So basically you make a one-to-one sugar syrup. So you dissolve like equal parts sugar with equal parts water. So cup of water, cup of sugar, just dissolve it over heat, let it cool. So while you're doing that, you want to shock some mint. So take like a bunch of mint, plunge it into boiling water for 30 seconds using tongs, not your hands, obviously. And then whack it into some ice cold water after that. And that just shocks it and basically holds all the color together.
Did I tell you guys that I sold that Flymo that I picked up on the street before I moved house?
Good shit.
It was touch and go. I didn't think I was going to sell it, but I also had a Ryobi hedge trimmer, and I had it. I called it the green lawnmowing combo because it was electric. Yes. I thought that was quite good marketing.
Come on board.
And I managed to sell them for about $150. Pretty good, really, considering I just picked them up on the street. I know that's that we weren't talking about that, but I think closure to that story is important as well. If you go back 3 months in the Drive podcast, guys, you'll understand what we're talking about.
Anyway,
thank you.
So,
yes.
To make it super green, what we do is we just grab a cup of frozen peas. They have to be frozen.
No, it's already done.
I've done it. Well, I've taken the hassle out after I was told they didn't have a blender.
Man, frozen peas are cool, man.
Do you know who loves frozen peas? Kids, eh? Little kids love frozen peas for some reason.
But when you were a kid, did you used to eat them frozen out of the bag?
John's not touching this with a massive pile. He's like, no thanks. Not going near this kid's story at all.
Great for feeding to ducks as well. Ducks
really?
Love peas. Yes.
Well, it's new for me. Anyway, back to the syrup. You basically chuck it all in the blender and you blend it till it becomes sort of the consistency of pesto. Then you just strain it through a coffee filter and you get this amazing, like, it looks like green juice.
Yep.
It looks exactly like the spirulina you'd get from, in your little juice container.
But it's, if you dip your finger in there and you have a little...
It's not spirulina, I know, but I can...
I reckon you need to taste it before we put it in the cocktail, because it's quite unique.
Oh, yeah, it's regal. Yep, definitely tastes like peas, bro. What's next?
All right. So, I'm sure you'll have all heard horror stories from your parents about a cocktail called a grasshopper.
Yeah, I am familiar.
So this is kind of like a woke, vegan-friendly version of a grasshopper. So we don't have any cream. We don't have any creme de menthe. Like, you know, we're not here to make it weird in 80s. So first things first, I guess we're going to chuck 40 mils of lime juice in the shaker. Because 20 mils if you're making one, 40 if you're making two.
Are you making two as well?
I'm making two as well.
That's helpful for me, actually.
Yeah.
So this is into a shaker, just one massively full shot.
Two.
Yeah.
If you're doing
two. Well, one and a bit shots.
John,
shot glasses.
My prep guy hasn't opened my lime. Sorry, mate. I'm going to be a little bit behind you now, mate.
That's all right, mate.
I'll speed up what I'm doing.
I'll just hold fire on the peace situation.
John, you're sacked, mate. Don't come Monday. Cheers. Okay. Oh, Jesus! It really thumps out like a little V dub.
Got love the squeezy bottle of doom.
Spilled some stuff. Spilled a little bit of stuff. It's not Rick notable. Here we go.
20 ml lime juice. What's next?
All right. Then we're going to whack in so the same amount of the pea syrup. So 20 mils per drink, or 40 mils in this case, as we're both making two.
What pea syrup? Okay. Oh, so two shots. Yeah.
So shot in a bit. Shot in a bit. Not two shots.
Oh shit, I think I put in too much lime juice.
Well, then we're just going to have to up the ante on the vodka.
Was it 20 mils of lime juice?
20 mils of lime juice per drink and 20 mils of pea syrup per drink.
We're in trouble now. Okay.
It's all right, it's all right. I'll just tell you how much more vodka and how much more De Kuyper to add.
My spirits are low now.
So we're going to do the De Kuyper next, and I'm going to put in 40 mils.
What's De Kuyper, by the way? What is De Kuyper?
So De Kuyper is these old school sort of Dutch distillers who've been kicking it since like 1695, like before New Zealand was even a country. These guys have been making plonk.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a white cream de cacao, so I'm putting in 40 mils because I'm making two.
Oh god, so good. Oh my god, that smells so good. So
kind of about a 20%.
It smells like Easter. Someone has just perfumed an Easter bunny.
Mm. Yeah, it's like boozy white chocolate.
Yeah.
But so you're going to chuck in two shots of that as well.
Fuck, it's going to straighten my face, mate. Okay, two shots.
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on.
Oh, it's a good noise.
I'm actually just making it all too much now.
Why the heck is it like a white cacao? Isn't it usually like a sort of chocolatey looking liqueur?
You want to smell this so bad, eh? It smells so good.
Like, we're going with a white in this case because we want this cocktail to come out green.
It's scary
to come out like muddy.
It's scary how much this De Kuyper, however you say it, doesn't smell like alcohol.
Yeah, it smells like you've literally just smashed a whole lot of chocolate into your face.
Yeah, and like not good quality chocolate too, which I really like.
Like, it's definitely Cadbury.
I'm not saying names, mate. We might get a sponsor.
What's next?
Hey, so next we're going to chuck in 40 mils per drink of the vodka. So in Hungary's case, he's going to put in three shots.
This is a Tito's vodka. Is this a USA vodka?
It's actually the number one vodka in the USA.
Sorry, I'm confused. Enough. How many mils per drink?
So 40 per drink. Okay. So you're going to put in three shots because you're upping the ante. So three shot glasses.
Okay. One. Toru. Far out. That's a lot of alcohol in there.
All right. So the next fun little thing we've got, because this is all
gag there for you, John.
This is all vegan friendly. So instead of using cream like you normally use in a grasshopper, we're going to use aquafaba. So
I'm running out of room in here, by the way.
I feel your pain. My kitchen's got stuff everywhere. It's wild.
So is this where the chickpea comes into play?
It's the juice.
Yeah, so it's the juice. So you want about 5 mils.
Someone else is talking, man. I can't hear what's going on.
It's all right. I think John's just quite excited.
Oh, what happens if you break the thing off the top of the can thing?
Caitlin?
Shit. Oh, I've got a little opening. Hang on.
Little opening's probably good because you just want to pour out. You want to pour about 15 mils of chickpea brine for you, but normally you're looking at about 5 mils of brine per cocktail.
Is it going in with all the rest of the stuff?
It's going in with all the rest of the stuff. So I only want a little bit.
It's like half
a shot glass.
Okay.
Don't go any more than half, otherwise you'll start tasting it.
Okay, too much.
It's all right.
Hey,
it'll be okay.
It looks really rank.
The chickpea brine, like it looks thick and viscous, right? Kind of like egg whites.
Yeah, I guess that's what it's trying to do, isn't it?
100%. So
okay, it's going in.
So we're gonna dry shake this cocktail first. So what's that doing? It's aerating and getting it nice and fluffy before we try and dilute it.
I think I know what dry shaking is, mate. Are you doing it? Oh crap! Okay.
I'm doing it right now, man.
How long?
So about 10 seconds, as hard as you can.
It's interesting watching Big Hungry step it up. As soon as you said it as hard as you can, he just gave it that extra 50%.
I'm feeling it moved as well. I've broken the seal. I'm in deep trouble. I'm in deep trouble.
So now you want to open it up again?
Okay. Oh, I'm feeling it react. Okay, yep.
So now that you look in there, you'll see it's all gone like all creamy and foamy.
I have seen, yes.
So cool. Now we're going to add some ice into that shaker.
In the juice? Yep.
In the juice. How much? In the juice.
How many ice?
Like, I want to like, I normally about half fill it because we don't want to overshake this puppy.
Well, it's kind of already half full already, so I'll just stand on the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now you're going to shake the living shit out of it for about 20 seconds.
20 seconds hard shaking.
Ah, the bird!
Keep shaking, Big Hungry.
It's a deep bird!
5 seconds.
Ah, I want it so bad! This is for John Boy.
10 seconds. You're halfway there, mate. Keep shaking.
I'm looking right at you as I'm shaking. Look right at me too. Yeah.
Ooh, look how muscly you are. Ooh, quite jiggly.
Look at me in the face. Yeah.
That'll do. Okay.
I think you just. I think that's enough. Then now that you're gonna crack that shaker, then you're gonna shake. Then you're gonna serve it up in your little cocktail glass.
Okay, we've got a problem. Bit of slight problem here.
If it's too cold, bang it on the side of the bench.
Fuck.
Yeah. Oh. We'll make a little L. Make a little L with your hand and tap the other side.
It's broken. Mine's broken. It won't give me the... Just, I want the juice that's inside now. Give it here.
This is where we need a pro, Gwen.
Oh, there we go. I got it. I got it. Just as John was calling me a pro. Okay.
I've given Big Hungry a great
I wore a white shirt today. That's smart, wasn't it?
That's a strain.
I'm wearing a white shirt too, bro, and yeah, mine's cool, fine.
You cook great. Yeah. Except you're not a maniac. You know what you're doing. Okay, so it looks like it's pretty much ready to go, right?
Yeah, so now you want to strain it into those lovely martini glasses you've got there.
I've got a strainer here.
AKA a fish slice.
It'll do it.
Uh-oh, I've got just... Yeah. Some electrical equipment.
So it should kind of end up looking like you've got the Hulk with like a white flat top is what we're aiming for.
We've gone with a martini glass. Is that okay, Gwillem?
That's totally great. It's I'm very much... If you're making a cocktail at home, chuck it in whatever glass you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit. Ain't got space for 23 different kinds of glasses at home.
Gwillem, I think you're going to be pretty proud of me, mate, to be honest.
Mate, I want to see you chuck up a picture of this one on the story or on your own Instagram even. Like.
That's where I tap out. I've got my hands full here, mate. My arms are really sore from shaking that drink, by the way.
Like, bro, when I used to do like 200 or 300 a night and you'd feel it.
200 or 300? What?
Gun show. Were you staring at John the whole time, though?
I wish.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's different for me.
Yeah, I was going to say that'd be
the
a lot more
mental strain.
Intense.
Yeah,
the mental strain would be just ridiculous with that. But like,
actually, we kind of gave this drink a mental strain, to be fair. Actually. Oh, John wants to toast up.
Oh, yeah, get amongst it.
Okay, mate, we should probably say cheerses because we've got to get onto the news and live our actual lives. Gee whiz.
Oh my God,
Gwillem. Oh, it's an absolute treat. Oh my God, it's fantastic.
Oh my goodness me.
Are we going to put this recipe on the internet immediately?
Whoa.
I've already chucked it up there, bro, and it's been tagged up. And so if you guys want it, head over to BFM.
Gwillem, this is a showstopper, mate.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's healthy.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Vegan.
It's got peas in it. It's got a whole cup of peas in that syrup, man.
Man, that is good, eh?
Oh my goodness.
Who made that drink? Oh, me, Big Hungry. Cheers.
Yeah.
This is a perfect example of how someone who is incredibly incompetent can make a fantastic cocktail from Glengarry's.
Okay, so I'm fat.
Well, no, we're just saying it's easy.
Hey, look, mate, we should probably get going. Big ups to Glengarry, of course. Everyone hit up Glengarry. You'll be able to get everything you need for this recipe. And just treat yourself, why don't you? Because you can't go out and treat other people.
This one smokes, man.
Boom. All right. Peace me. Catch you guys later.
Thanks, my brother.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. For beer, wine and spirits delivered to your door, go to glengarrywines.co.nz.